Sometimes for the monthly news roundup, the morning and evening join forces. I'm joined by Morning Edition host and reporter, host of WBOI Trivia Nights, and lifelong Rush fan, Zach Bernard. Welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thank you, Ben. And we were talking just a little bit before you pressed record about Neil Peart. And one of the things that stuck out to me was when Paul Rudd, who was a lifelong Rush fan, came out, he described Neil as a thunderbolt of a human being. And I can't think of a better way to do that. I can't think of a better way to describe him than that. So, yeah, it was a tough one. But we remember Neil, and he's resting in power right now.
January was a challenging month in a lot of ways, and I know it featured at least one changeup of note for you, the seating of a new city council. With the additions of Councilwomen Chambers and Tucker, what are some observations you'd like to share with listeners from the council beat?
They've made their presence known in council, and, you know, it's whenever there's been a discussion. We haven't had too much controversial legislation so far, but they've been very active, and there is no growing pains, it seems, at least from them. Councilwoman Chambers just announced a bipartisan measure that she's proposing with Councilman Russ Yale of the 2nd District. The resolution, which was introduced on the 28th of January, calls on the Public Art Commission and council's appointee to the body to investigate and advocate for an appropriate public memorial to ensure that Dr. Martin Luther King's Jr.'s words are not lost to time. So they're going to work on that over the month of February, and they've gotten right to work. So things have kind of picked up right where they left off, and we'll see where things go from there.
From data to council votes, there were a few items to note for our local police and firefighters. For listeners who may have missed some of your reporting, what were some of the key takeaways?
The police department got about 158,000 calls for service in 2019. That's compared to 25,000 calls for service that took place with the fire department. We got another wrap-up of year-end crime statistics from the Fort Wayne Police Department and fire departments, and we did see violent crimes go down by 5%, while non-fatal drug overdoses dropped to 22%, but a jump in violent homicides recently has kind of been cause for concern. We saw 12 individuals killed or placed in critical condition by gun or stabbing since December 1st. So the police department is remaining vigilant on that, but nonetheless, they did express a lot of optimism with regard to numbers going forward out of 2019.
Speak to these three topics as much or as little as you'd like: development, utility projects, and a change in leadership for the county health department.
I'll take you up on that one first. Dr. Deb McMahon, she's been the health commissioner for Allen County for 2 decades. She announced that she'll be stepping down. Deb's a big friend of WBOI. She's always been very helpful whenever we've needed her comment on something, whether it's for a long-term investigation or we needed something urgent. She's been a huge pioneer for health in this community. So she'll be retiring in June, and the health board at this moment in time is seeking a replacement. So she'll stay on a little bit post-retirement to help with transition. But nonetheless, that's the status on that. So very, very notable career for Dr. McMahon. Going back to utilities, we saw a sewer rate hike proposed of around $2.39 over each of the next 5 years that could take effect as soon as March. This is a part of a 2008 court order known as a consent decree that demanded the city decrease its overflows into the St. Joseph, St. Mary's, and Maumee Rivers. The consent decree for Fort Wayne lasts until 2025, so we're now approaching the final stage of that. And city utilities officials are saying that the projection is a lot lower on the rate increase for ratepayers. So just to kind of give a bit easier math and perspective, as a result, the customer paying $43 per month now would end up paying $53 per month by 2024. So that's another aspect with city utilities. And looking to Electric Works, Mayor Tom Henry announced that he is supporting an extension of their financial deadlines again. So April 30th will now be when their financial benchmarks need to be met. June 30th is when they'll be expected to close. And Henry basically said he supports them in their effort in a very complex development process. And now we just have to wait and see if the funding partners will approve. But that bit of support is huge for RTM Ventures going forward.
Final thought before we end our time here: Northeast Indiana is home to a lot of really talented young people. You got to see the hard work some of them have been doing at the Future City Regional Competition. What did you learn?
Those kids are so smart. You know, it makes us look bad. You know, we put in a lot of work, but these kids, you know, they're, what, 10, 15, maybe 20 years younger than us, and they're still putting these amazing projects together. The Future City Project, it's a national competition to demonstrate to young students why engineering and technology are important to ensuring a habitable world. PFW has been helping host this for close to 20 years now. They've been a huge proponent of this, at least the Northeast Indiana chapter of it. This year, teams were challenged to choose a threat to their city's water and design a system to, quote, maintain a reliable and clean supply. And so many of these models are just these giant dioramas featuring these really detailed experiments of some real, some fictional cities and what could be done to make them more habitable, at least in the context of water supply. Future City is a national competition. It's intended to show young students why engineering and technology are important to ensuring a habitable world, which we know is really important, especially to younger students. And there were so many great experiments. Norwell ended up being the top school and top team this year. They'll go to Washington, D.C. in the middle of February to take their presentation and see if they can win on a national level. But it was just so impressive to go. It was a really snowy Saturday morning when they held the competition at PFW2. PFW's had it for 18 years now, so it's a really smooth process. And honestly, it was just really cool, you know, even the schools that didn't place in the top five, to see how innovative and creative these students are. And it does, I hope I don't sound dramatic, but it does give you confidence that these kids will lead us into the future safely and comfortably.
WBOI's Zach Bernard, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.